latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester City headlines, and we'll start with the news with Pep Guardiola. He admits doubt could soon be starting to creep into the Man City camp and the need a win against Southampton. Successive Premier League losses, the latest being a 2-1 defeat at Leicester, have seen Guardiola's team slip 7 points behind leaders Liverpool and have dropped to 3rd in the table behind Tottenham. It is the first time in 2 years that City have lost back-to-back Premier League games, and they have now suffered 3 defeats in 4 from the losses at Chelsea at the beginning of the month and then to Crystal Palace last weekend. Bernardo Silva fired his team in front as Mike Albrighton then quickly equalised. Ricardo Pereira's 81st minute strike then proved to be the winner for Leicester. When speaking after the game, Guardiola had this to say: "We have to accept the reality. It's happened, accept the reality and trying to win again for our confidence. Now there'll be doubts, but we have to change the dynamic. I have to think about what a team needs, then we try to win a game. In football, you are able to win a lot of games and lose a lot. We have to think about Southampton next and recover mentally." City host Jurgen Klopp signed at the Etihad on January the 3rd, but Guardiola refused to look beyond the trip to St Mary's on Sunday. "The reality is we have lost 3 in 4, he said, "and to be real contenders, we need to win again, so we focus on Southampton." Speaking about Bernardo Silva, and he's trying to put his finger on what has gone wrong: "This is the worst run in City's league campaign since March 2016, and Bernardo says that it's the toughest time he has experienced. He said, "We started the game well, controlling it until they scored. Then the game changed. We lost a bit of control emotionally. In the second half, we tried to go after the game, and it was another great goal from them. Congratulations. After losing against Chelsea and Crystal Palace, the confidence level seems to have dropped a little bit." That's all in for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.